Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of my Discipleship Foundations series. This is Chapter 41, Understanding Authority. Recognizing and submitting to God's authority is a key that unlocks great faith. A wonderful example is found in Matthew's Gospel, when a Roman centurion came to Jesus to ask for healing for one of his servants. When Jesus offered to accompany him to his home, the officer said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, "I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel." That's Matthew 8:8-10, the New Living Translation. The centurion understood that his authority to command was derived from Caesar's authority to command him. The authority he had did not originate in him. His obedience to Caesar gave him delegated authority that was backed up by the power of Rome. The centurion also understood that this is how the kingdom of God works. He saw that Jesus was obedient to his heavenly Father, and consequently, great authority flowed from heaven through him, allowing him to operate in God's power. The same will be true for us. If we submit to Christ's direct lordship and to his delegated authorities here on earth in our lives, God's authority and power can more freely flow through us. Seen in this light, authority is a good thing, despite its being abused by some. Many people struggle with being obedient to authority. Some authority figures have been poor examples of godliness and have abused their roles. Because of our sin nature, we tend to misuse authority for selfish reasons instead of using it to serve and bless others. If we have been mistreated by those in authority, we may fear or mistrust authority figures in general. Some of us are simply proud and rebellious, not being willing for anyone to tell us what to do. This is another problem altogether. In the church, the remedy for the first case is for genuine Christian leaders to demonstrate the proper use of authority to diffuse the fear and mistrust. The answer to the second problem is for God to deal with the rebel in us to set us free. Either way, it is extremely important for us to relate properly to authority. The alternative is not good. If we persist in our rebellion, God says that a rebellious man seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Proverbs 17:11, New American Standard Bible. Absalom, King David's charismatic son, became bitter in response to how his father handled a serious family matter that involved a half-brother raping his full sister. He never got over it and eventually led thousands to their deaths in an ill-advised attempt to wrest the kingdom away from his father. An offense can morph into bitterness, which in turn can become rebelliousness that can lead to death. Therefore, it is paramount that we forgive all who have offended us in some way. Jesus taught that those who have authority in God's kingdom must use it to serve others. Matthew 20, 25 through 27 records these words by Jesus. "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave." New Living Translation. Men and women who use their authority to serve others properly model God's authority. This is true in the family, workplace, government, and the church. Sadly, authority is very often used contrary to God's plan. Authority has been used to subjugate, intimidate, steal, kill, and destroy. This is how Satan uses the authority he stole from Adam. All who serve Satan use authority in the same way. Nevertheless, all authority ultimately derives from God, even if it is misused, although it may misrepresent him. And I want to quote here from Romans 13, 1 through 5. "Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same, for it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake." New American Standard Bible. We learn from this passage that authority is meant to properly represent God's character and justice by rewarding good behavior and punishing disobedience. It is supposed to provide protection, provision, and direction in our lives. When those in authority abandon God's intention and begin to represent Satan's kingdom by oppressing those they should serve and advocating evil instead of good, their authority is illegitimate in the strictest sense because it fails to properly represent the source of all authority. Despite authority's misuse, when possible, we obey and respect even illegitimate authority. If those in authority command us to sin or violate our consciences, we must decline to obey while still maintaining a proper attitude toward them. This is not easy or simple. It is wrong to speak ill of leaders, complaining, maligning, or mocking them. God has made it clear that he hates all forms of rebellion. In the United States, speaking evil of those in authority has become an art form. We should never revile those in authority. Jude 1:8. Some believe that when authority becomes tyrannical, we are required to overthrow and replace it with a more godly form of government. This was the mindset of those who led the American Revolution. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a much respected church leader in Nazi Germany, participated in a coup attempt against Hitler, which failed, landing him in prison until his execution. He believed that his obedience to God required him to act against an evil and tyrannical ruler. Others, such as Quakers, have historically taken a position of nonviolence, refusing to involve themselves in such matters. I cannot settle the age-old dispute between pacifism and patriotism, but each of us should seek the Lord and try to arrive at a proper stance on the matter, while making room in our hearts for those who come to another conclusion. Believers are responsible first to obey God and secondly other forms of authority, which includes church leaders. Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be to your benefit." New Living Translation. Even though human authority is quite imperfect, God wants us to obey, trusting Him to somehow intervene to bring everything into alignment with His will. This is true in the home, where wives are admonished to be subject to their husbands in all things except sin, and children are exhorted to obey their parents. Ephesians 5:22 through 24 reads, "For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything." New Living Translation. This is often a daunting command for the wife, since everyone knows that women are smarter than men and generally more capable of running things. Smile. Submission to human authority requires us to believe that God is sovereign and will take care of us as we seek to obey Him in all things. It is just this type of abandonment to God that breeds great faith. Once we surrender to God's will, it is no big stretch to believe that He will answer our prayers and keep His promises. 1 John 5:14 and 15 reads, "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from Him." That's 1 John 5:14 and 15, the New American Standard Bible. In conclusion, authority is given by God for our protection, direction, and provision. The wise person submits him or herself to all delegated authorities related to his or her life, because this is one way we demonstrate our submission to God. We trust in God's sovereignty, knowing that He rules over the ones who rule over us. When we place ourselves properly under authority, God's authority can be released in our own lives in a greater way, resulting in great faith to serve the Lord. Thank you for listening.